877-674-1888.
Well, as I mentioned to start the program, yesterday afternoon, listening to the scanner, there was a report of a truck overturned on Route 18 in Potter Township. The hazmat teams were called to the scene, and the report is that a small amount of chemicals spilled onto the roadway. This isn't front page news, and few in Beaver County, unless you were traveling in that direction, are aware of it. So a call on Wes Hill, the director of the Emergency Management Services in Beaver County, EMS, to join us this morning for a few minutes to talk about it. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on with us.
No problem.
And so what about this overturned truck yesterday?
Yeah, when the call came in yesterday afternoon, obviously that we had an overturned truck right there off the ramp of 376 on 18 there. And obviously, by our procedures, the police department local and fire department local were dispatched to the scene to size it up and give us some information what we need to take care of.
Mm-hmm. And what was it determined?
What we ended up with, we had about a 6,000-gallon tanker of styrene. It's a material used at some of the facilities in making product. And the problem with this material, it is a flammable product. And you got to be very careful and cautious when dealing with it because obviously, we're concerned a fire or a possible explosion.
Yeah. And so, was the truck driver sighted? Was he going too fast for the road conditions? Do you know?
That I'm not sure of. That was Chief Kramer from Center Township's department that's responsible for that part of it. I really didn't have no dealing with that, but Chief Kramer was the one that was dealing with that, his team.
And Wes, one of the things I'm concerned about when I read about these things, and I know that more and more of this these type of materials are being trucked through Beaver County and also on the rails, and if that proposed cracker plant starts up down there in Potter, we'll see even more of it. And as the head of the Emergency Management Services here in Beaver County, are you concerned about this? Are we aware of all the different materials that are coming through Beaver County?
Yes, Mike, we're trying to make every attempt to keep on top of the materials that are being transported through Beaver County. And one of the good things we're fortunate here, we have a good open relationship with all the fixed facilities. For a good example, facilities down along the 18 corridor last night throughout the course of this whole event stepped up, very progressive, worked with us, and what we had to do, we had to actually, obviously, the tanker truck that was involved in the accident was damaged to the point where we had to transfer the whole load to another tanker, which is time-consuming, and a lot of equipment needed to make that happen safely. We worked right with NOVA, BASF, Jacobs, Trumbull, Shell. Everybody was at the site there. Representations, if we needed something, they stepped up to the plate. And as you mentioned at the beginning there, very little material was lost, which was lucky. That's how strong those tankers really are. But the bottom line is we had to transfer the whole load, and it's a very, very slow process.
Yeah. And in terms of residents in Beaver County, down in that area, I don't think there's much in the way of houses or residents in there, but there is a lot of motorist traffic going on. For residents, what can you say to them, Wes, to make them feel more secure about the kind of stuff coming through here? You say you have good communication with different companies, but we as residents aren't familiar, and I know this stuff is coming through 24/7.
Yes, that's correct, and that's our world today. The big thing is that we're trying to, on our county 911 side of it, we're trying to be very progressive in our office too when we have these type of incidents. And I'm sure you're aware of the county just recently, with the support of the Board of Commissioners, went out and we went with a reverse 911 system that we could actually call out to residents now, saying what's going on. That's in progress. We encourage people to sign up for it. Go on our county webpage, and it'll tell you how to do that. It will reach your hardline phones, your cell phones, and give you notification if you don't catch it by the media.
Oh, so if in the event something happens and people need it to be evacuated, the emergency management services or 911 can reverse phone call and call the people in the affected community and tell them there's an evacuation going on.
That is correct, and it's a very, very nice system, and it's well, we exercised it once already, and it's progressively moving forward. My goal is to be able to reach every resident in the county in case we needed to do so.
Are our first responders equipped to handle the kind of materials should there be an accident or catastrophe occur on our roads?
Yes, that's one of the things that we have been working actively with. For example, last night, Potter Township Fire Department was the lead, and Center Township Police was our law enforcement. Both did an outstanding job in securing the scene, what they're supposed to do, and on a defensive mode, secured the area for us, to give us a working area so that when we brought the specialized teams in, that they could do their job in a safe and effective way.
We're talking with Wes Hill from the Emergency Management Services here in Beaver County. And Wes, the world has changed a lot in what you have to do and what first responders must do to handle situations like this. What do you see in the future?
I see a lot more planning, training with the local responders and the local municipalities, counties, and also all the way to the state level, which is in place, taking place. And I just see there's more things coming where you have specialized operations where people just got to take their time, be cautious, work it out together, communicate, share resources, and share information, and I feel confident we'll make things work.
Do these vehicles trucking the stuff through our towns, are they familiar with the terrain that they have to travel? Are they traveling? Have you found over the years that they're traveling maybe a little too fast for the conditions?
Well, that's one of the things that's being considered, and I know the truck lines have been very, very progressive in the training of their driver operators. Obviously, they're putting new technology in their vehicles to get them in the direct route to where they're supposed to go. But you know what? It's still we're traveling on roads. Sometimes we have a lot of guys coming, a lot of people, drivers coming out of from areas from out of our area, not knowing where they're going, and sometimes the way they travel, we're still going to have accidents. We just got to be prepared to deal with them.
We talk about, and I've talked with the commissioners before, about the 376, that corridor coming through Hopewell and to Brighton Township, and so that includes Center and Monaca in between there as well. Do we have the advantage, or will we have the advantage in the future, of electronic signs on 376 to alert motorists that this exit is closed and that we can alleviate some of that congestion that happens when people just aimlessly pull off, and there you are, you're stuck in traffic?
Our hopes are that way. Progression, yeah. As we move down to the corridor, I think in the near future we're going to see a lot of things happening. But the thing with it is, until that happens, I think it needs to be stressed that all the way from our state police to our local police, we work with them, and again, because benefits like the power plant, we work with detouring traffic. And if people just watch and follow, we have portable means of putting signs up, both from PennDOT, both from the county, and we can make that happen. It's a process that people got to pay attention to and take heed and do as directed.
Wes Hill from Emergency Management Services, Beaver County. You're the best, and I appreciate you always responding to our questions, Wes.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. 1230 WBVP and 1460 WBVP.